USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional Democrats are introducing a proposal to cancel student loan debt for millions of Americans.
We are here today to introduce our proposal to cancel $50,000 in student debt.
Right, yeah.
And take a huge burden off so many people in America.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York saying President Biden can do it with his signature. Speaking on the Senate floor on Thursday, Republican Congressman from Georgia Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's sorry for things she's said in the past.
A lot of Americans don't trust our government, and that's sad. The problem with that is, though, is I was allowed to believe things that weren't true, and I would ask questions about them and talk about them. And that is absolutely what I regret.
USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Mississippi State Board of Health is going ahead with plans for medical marijuana in the state. The department has until July 1st to put together regulations and until mid-August to begin licensing those in the industry and issuing cards allowing residents who qualify to buy marijuana. The questions continue regarding Major League Baseball starting its season on time.
The Biden administration reportedly asked Major League Baseball to delay opening day after the league itself publicly proposed the idea. According to reporting from The Athletic, the administration approached the league with the idea of using a month-long delay to get players vaccinated against COVID-19. Officials were reportedly confident that with the anticipated emergency use approval of a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they'd be able to get all players vaccinated. The MLB Players Association is set to meet with administration officials as well, but have already rejected the idea of delaying the season, leaving spring training to begin in 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security over a memo from the Biden administration that ordered a freeze on the majority of deportations for 100 days. Brnovich, a Republican, announcing the lawsuit in a Twitter post late Wednesday, stating that he believes the policy puts Arizona public safety at risk. Regarding immigration under the Biden administration, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox Business,
"I worked hard on immigration issues, Maria. The American national security depends on a sovereign United States of America. We have to know who's coming in and out of our country. We're a compassionate people. Everyone all across the world wants to come be here in America, but we have a responsibility to the people who are here in the United States to make sure that we have secure borders, that we know who's coming in and out of our country, and that we regulate our immigration in a way that preserves jobs and prosperity and wages for the people who are here in the United States. I hope the next administration doesn't undo all the good work we did to keep Americans safe from drugs coming across our border, from illegals coming across our border, and from all the ills that flow from open borders here in the United States."
Former Vice President Mike Pence is joining the Heritage Foundation as a distinguished visiting fellow. The conservative think tank saying Pence will advise its public policy experts on issues and write a monthly column. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.